You want your last Coke in here?
Yeah, if you got one.
Yeah. I got one more. I'm going to have to go to the store this week. Fucking expensive habit, this show. Goddamn hosting is $13 and I got to keep you in Coke Zeros. That costs more than the hosting. Why is everything so fucking expensive? Well, I know why
everything's
so
expensive. You're lucky it's not fucking Coke Zero and Jack Daniels.
Well, you'd be on your own there. I'm not in the booze business. You got that one. Hmm? So you got that one.
Fuck you. Eat a dick.
I could eat a dick. I'd be getting blown.
What was that you said this morning? I was cursed with being straight.
Being straight, yeah. I was cursed with being straight. Cursed. Otherwise, I'd be getting blown every day.
Fucking just let a dude do it. Just don't look down. Don't look down.
It's the stubble that would bother me.
Shut up. Don't look down.
It's the stubble that would bother me in the end.
Fucking shave them, man. That's a good foreplay thing, you know. I think then you're getting a little...
Not their face. Now, when you shave their face, it's not foreplay, Jeff. It's denial. All right? Cursed with being straight. I love pussy, but golly. Months after he'd been attacked by a kangaroo. God damn. Months. Extensive head injuries, including a broken jaw. All right, go back up to the top. I want to read this. Please. Please.
The whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll kind of skip around. Some creative editing. It takes fucking 9 hours to edit this goddamn show. Jesus fucking Christ. Do me a favor. Check for this. No, scroll down to that. That's the fucking 45 minutes of every goddamn show we do. If you want to know what it would have been like if my dad and your dad would have done a fucking show together every fucking week. Jesus.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Before the microphones came up, Jeff and I were talking about how he distinctly remembers in 2005 when we were sitting around talking about doing a show.
Yeah.
Yep.
And sitting in your apartment there.
Yeah.
That was camp, right?
That was Camp TGO. TGO, yeah. I was February of 2005.
Yep.
Because I started production like that week or that day or whatever. Like, I was super into it. And I was just, Jeff and I were just talking before the microphones came up about how I made some decisions in early 2005 that we still abide by.
Boo.
You know.
Such as?
The theme song is still the exact same.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. That...
Our news theme is still the exact same.
Yeah, right. We started off, I remember, I know we've gotten away from that, but we had an A block, a B block, and then we were planning on doing three blocks of shit, right?
The first season we did.
Yeah.
We would do an A block, a song, a B block, song, then a C block, and then we'd close. That first season, we closed every episode with My Way.
Yeah.
And
my least favorite Sinatra song.
We got rid of that, but the prong in the opening is still the exact same as it was back in 2005.
Yep.
The news theme is the exact same as it was way back then.
Yep.
I mean, we made some decisions that are still the fucking decisions.
18 years ago.
Almost.
God damn, that's fucking hard to believe.
Yeah, almost. It'll be 18 next year. Yeah. Next summer.
You know, had it not been for that year or those 13 months that I was let go from that RV place I worked back in 2009. This December would be 20 years.
Yeah, you were saying that on the
and
show.
And even though we got bought out, I would have had that, you know,
seniority
from them.
Man, that's
shit.
Fucking bananas. we are recording on Thursday, the 22nd of September, for broadcast on Saturday, October 1st. This is TGO Radio.
Where fall has fucking hit us like a brick today.
Christ. It's the first day of fall, and it was a high of 62 today and a low of 40 tonight.
Yeah.
So,
Goddamn.
Check local listings, but gee whiz. It's fall, baby. And, you know, and it's fine because I'm summered out. By the time we get to the end of August, I've had enough.
I fight it through September. I try to hang on to summer. But once a day like this hits, then I'm in. I'm good.
Yeah.
I know. It's over. And
Dude, I just fucking, holy fuck.
I always say in June, you know, July, that, man, I want to live somewhere where it's warm all the time. And I don't think I'd like it.
No.
I think I'd get tired of it.
No, I got to have a season.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, though. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show last week. Oh, by the way, on last week's show, I referred to Doug as Ron Mexico.
I fucking missed that.
And neither one of us fucking noticed.
When did you do that? Right at the beginning?
At the very beginning.
Was that the show that I said I was listening to
morning? No, it's the show that posted this Saturday.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that... Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Season 15.
Fucking completely missed it.
Season 15, episode 26. As I'm editing the show, I texted Jeff and I went, I called Doug Ron Mexico and no one said a word.
Nobody fucking
said
a word.
That's how frightened of us
he is.
Not
even Doug.
Produced by Doug Reacharound, the best podcast producer in America, Douglas K. Reacharound. He is your friend and mine. Starring Jeff Durant, who's sitting across from me.
What's up?
I am Brian Wise. This is TGO Radio.
I got to play something for you.
I got a note here from Doug saying
we got something. Just it's a little project I've been working on. I'm getting older.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking about, you know, just everything that's going on in my life and everything. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to start jotting some things down and maybe try to put it together in a little. Is that an autobiography?
Yeah.
Right? When you write it about yourself?
You know?
But it's spoken word.
Yeah.
So I got a clip of this that I'm going to play for you.
Okay.
And this is a clip of when I first was going through the divorce.
Oh,
okay.
All right. I'm so into
it. Are you? I don't read it.
Okay.
Probably the lowest point of the early years after my divorce was me in the kitchen at 11 p.m. drinking whiskey, some meatballs cooking in the deep fat fryer, having a wank straight into the kitchen bin.
A little snippet from work in progress.
We have all been there, brother.
It came up on TikTok the other day. It's got to go to the show.
A wank in the kitchen.
Listen, kids, that's not too far from the truth, okay? Those were weird times for
old
Jeffy Durant in those days.
I went and checked on Jeff one time to make sure he didn't kill himself.
Oof.
Yeah, those were
dark
times.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. It was a
weird
time.
Well, not a lot,
but
people that fucking cared.
It was a weird time.
Yeah.
And I never was, you know, I don't know that... You know, I mean, by and large, if somebody wants to kill themselves, and it is what it is. But by and large, but I remember getting out of work.
Who am I to fucking stop progress, you know?
I remember getting out of work at 7 one morning, and I went straight to Jeff's house. Yeah. He had just moved into this place, and he had lost his job, and he had just got divorced, and it was a dark time, man.
Yeah.
So I better go, I better go make sure Jeff didn't find a rafter strong enough to fucking string his fat ass from.
Thanks.
Well, you know. Hey, I went there. I mean, granted, it was 7:30 in the morning, but I drove over there. Yeah. A wank right into the kitchen bin.
Right into the kitchen bin.
I have got to get an air fryer. It's enough. I got to get one already.
Yeah?
Yes.
You get all the TikTok air fryer videos and go, God, that would be delicious.
Wow.
I'd take a Hershey bar and fucking air fry that motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, I heard Ace Cosby say, for Bob and Tom, pizza rolls in an air fryer. And I went, well, that sounds just fine. Now, I've not had a pizza roll since I made $9 an hour. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time since I had some pizza rolls.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing like fucking filet mignon and surf and turf and shit now, right? The fucking money you make.
I'm going to start looking for a new job. And then I'll fucking go in and tell them what I make, and they'll laugh me out of every fucking office in this town and the next town and the next town.
Fucking look you up and down and go, you?
You? Well, yeah. By the way, I was looking up some material costs for my boss today, or for one of my bosses, and getting some stuff together for an estimate. And I walked in about 15 minutes or so. I walked into his office and set it down. He goes, oh, what's the shipping on it? And I go, well, I assume it's going to be this and that, but I don't know. And he says, all right, well, we'll just call it this. And I was like, all right. And he goes, that's awesome. And I go, yeah, I told you my talents are fucking wasted here. I told you that, right? Like, you know, we've had this fucking discussion. Anyway, I'm a born paper pusher, which is why the job I had before this one, where I was outside all the time and moving and, you know, getting stuff and staff and managing and, like, outside and moving and doing and lifting and pushing, and that was...
Were you doing some manual labor in that job?
Some.
Was that the only Ooh. Manual labor job you've ever had?
Ooh. When I first came...
You don't seem the manual labor type.
No, I fucking... No. No. When I first came back from my car accident, I took a job at a factory for the summer.
Okay.
To see if I could stand.
Yeah, and you hated it, didn't
you? Time.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Was,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, you know, I just, you know.
Kept food in the gullet, right?
Well, I was still living with Dad. It was after the accident.
Oh, that's right.
So I went back home after the accident because I couldn't, you know, I had a fucking wheelchair around for a while.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, man. It was pretty gnarly. I came home in February. That accident was, I was in the hospital for 3 weeks. So I came home early February, let's say.
Wow.
They had to go clean out my apartment, you know, and everything was in the basement of Dad's house and all that stuff.
Where were you living before that? Was that in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I had to go back to Dad's cause obviously I couldn't, you know.
So you went from Dad's to, Camp TGO. No, oh, you were living in a house.
Yeah, there was there was a house on.
Yep,
and
yep.
then I was over.
I remember
at
being
TGO.
Over there a few times. Yep, yeah. That's right. Yeah, should I help you move over there?
That's right.
Right.
You
yep,
and
sure did.
You and your dad and
dad helped too.
Who else helped? There was one other person, Mike, maybe. So anyway, it was early February. I came home from the hospital, and I was at Dad's. And after about a week or so, he came to me and said, and I've told the story on the show before, but he came and said, my birthday is July 17th, and it would be nice if you were gone by then. And I went, all right, you know, and I was out in late June, I think. But that's when I got that corner apartment, and then I got the one kind of further back into the... I had three apartments in those two buildings before I finally got kicked out. Kicked out, fired, you know, it's kind of the story of my fucking life, frankly.
Yeah.
I was a difficult, to whatever extent I'm difficult now, I was really difficult back then. I was a fucking horse's ass. Bad human. Really bad human. Fuck, did I suck. Holy shit. Anyway. Guinea Pig Awareness Week.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Guinea Pig Awareness Week has been canceled.
Oh, why?
Due to the Queen's funeral.
Oh, of course.
You know, when I was an early teenager, I told my dad I wanted a guinea pig, and he gave me $50 and told me to go find a nice girl. So, you know. A company in Lithuania is going to... That joke should have gotten more. Company in Lithuania, a snack company, is selling pussy-flavored potato chips.
I saw this. Did you see the chip?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Pussy flavor?
Yeah.
No. No. I mean, I'd try one. I'd have to. Somebody said, here's a bag of pussy-flavored chips. You eat one, you're picking hair out of your fucking mouth.
Yeah. Fucking breath smells like trout.
Right.
God, Bill, what happened? Well, sorry, I was eating pussy-flavored potato chips.
Put ketchup on them for the real effect.
Oh. I mean, if you want the real taste, you might want to put that down. If you want the real taste, it would have to be like raviolis.
Put some SpaghettiOs on that motherfucker. Dip it in some salsa.
Something with a more metallic taste.
Ooh, yikes. Wow. Jesus.
I have heard tale told that you can't get these in the U.S. or in Western Europe.
Western forward-thinking countries.
This is from the website of the thing. According to several past years' research data around the world, millennials are having 3 times less sex than their parents did at the same age. It is unbelievable that someone is choosing social media instead of live communication, dating, and real sex. And then pussy-flavored potato chips are...
mm-hmm.
Pussy-flavored...
Pussy chips.
Yeah. My ex was enough of a crazy person that she would not engage in a sex act without getting into a shower first. And that is where I'm at now and forever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to be, you know, girl gets out of bed at 7 and now it's 5 and, you know, whatever it is, it is. But now I'm the shower guy.
Yeah.
She flipped me. I'm the guy. I'm shower guy.
Wash that fucking thing up first, honey.
I'm not trying to taste anything fucking weird. I'm just, you know, I am just, you know.
Yeah.
Nope. No, man. I am that guy now. Let's go grab a shower, you pig guy. And I don't know how you broach that subject, you know, with the girl. I don't know how you go, listen. I remember saying to a girl, I'm weird when it comes to pussy. Nothing moistens the old panties quite like that kind of a statement. I don't need anything that tastes weird. I don't want anything that smells weird. In life or in sex, period. No weird smells.
No, so you realize now that they have the pussy-flavored... Are they potato chips? They look, yes. Almost look like a corn chip to me, but they're a potato chip?
Well, this is, I mean, that's what the headline says.
So they've got to have, like, dick-flavored French fries or something to go with them, you know. Some phallic-looking snack.
Wow. I'm not even going to read that story. The year of the animal continues on TGL Radio. An Australian man is killed by a kangaroo.
Good. Fuck him.
In a rare fatal ut.
This caption on this picture, I thought it said a gay kangaroo.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's just me hopping around. Yes. If you want to get some pictures, that's just fine. It's me, the gay kangaroo. What did we have? We had an idea for a gay character. What was the fucking name? Oh, we had a name for this character.
Oh, I do not remember that.
God, it was fucking funny, too. Hugh.
Yes.
God damn it. What was this fucking name? Hugh.
Hugh Prolapse?
No, it was How Bizarre.
Was it?
H-O-W-E, How Bizarre.
How Bizarre, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's right, it was How Bizarre. How Bizarre.
How Bizarre. It's me, How Bizarre. That's what it was.
It was. God, that goes way, that goes that ways back,
way
doesn't it?
Back, yeah.
Yeah.
How Bizarre.
Well, How.
That's fucking yep. ludicrous. That is stupid.
Hey, How. How you doing?
Hey.
Bizarre.
How Bizarre.
Yeah.
So we recorded our first season in 2005. It was 6 episodes. And to tell you where Jeff's first wife was with our show at the time, he wasn't there for the 6th episode. 6th episode was recorded with me and some girl I met at my son's mother's house. She came over, and maybe for the anniversary next year we'll play some of that, because it's never been heard.
That's right, yeah.
It's never been heard by man nor beast. And it's basically me sexually harassing that girl for 2 hours.
Yeah, we really should play some clips
and
of that.
It is was then and is now unlistenable. But, you know, there's a couple episodes over the years that just never made it to air.
Yeah. So,
and those are sitting around somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
They're all sitting around. My archive of this show is comprehensive.
The official TGO Radio archive. Yeah. And one of these days we'll release that out to you kids.
Oh, no, we won't.
No?
Nope.
No?
In fact, the archive of available shows on our website is about to get smaller, not larger.
Yeah, I don't really want to hear that. After I heard Red Eye the first time, I about fucking threw up in my mouth.
It's so bad.
Oh, just trying so hard.
Yeah, we were trying very hard.
Damn.
And we were like, we were not going to be those guys.
No, but that's right. We talked about that. We
right.
were not going to be
right.
those guys.
We
and that's exactly what we fucking did.
Yeah, because we were so happy to fucking
meet
there.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I cracked the code. You remember our first website, what it looked like? It was a goddamn jumbled mess.
I guess I don't.
In the bottom right-hand corner of the original website, it said, don't click here. And you clicked there, and it was a naked chick. It was a picture of a naked chick. Like, the website was a mess. What's the online archive?
Wayback.
Wayback. Go to Wayback Machine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go to Wayback Machine and put in TGO Radio and see if we can find something.
Wow.
Because it's been the same website for a very long time.
I'm afraid. What are we looking for?
658 here? Captures from 2009 to 2016. Oh, Yoiga Vault.
It's
right.
Probably the case the fucking FBI's building against
go,
us.
Go on and click the 658 captures.
I did.
Oh, okay. That one right there.
Is that the first time we had a website?
No, we had one on 05. Well, December 8th. Now, 2013, that would have been when we got the... Go to June on that year. There you go. That would have been when we got the site we have now. Right there. Oof. Oh, there it is.
Oh, Jeremy Neuberger.
Uh-huh. Next generation of dick and fart jokes was our tagline back then. The next generation of dick and fart jokes.
Tells you what you need to know.
Dude, we have been on iTunes for that long?
The fuck? It's this handsome pimp.
Yep. The Mexican rape dance? Okay. The Mexican rape dance is no longer available on the website, but there is some solid content.
If
on
I
that.
Click on that, are we gonna?
It might, because I think that even though the website is there, the episode is gone. I believe. Well, that's an archive, all right. Get a load of gorgeous here. Oof. Yeah. BitTorrent page. Wow. This is the Mexican rape dance. Episode 7, or season 7. Oh my God. Anywho. ass candies. So I used to write and post an entire show log. And so for the first few seasons, The Purge is fucking awful. Act like nothing happened. Nazi dad wants to see his kids. Brian is still being audited. I was audited for fucking months that year.
I watched the Deadwood movie Tuesday night. It's the first time I'd watched it in a while. God damn, that's fucking so great, good.
Right?
Dude, it's so fucking good.
I might watch that 3 or 4 times a year. I love it.
I love it when Trixie tells fucking Hurst off on that balcony. God damn, that's funny.
One. De Los Rios. You remember that?
De Los Rios.
Local blue hair shocked that prostitutes arrested at massage parlors. Stupid moving face. That was the phrase stupid moving face is you describing TV reporters. Stupid moving face.
Oh, no shit. Well, that's good.
Hilarious. It's great.
Stupid moving face. Huh. All right.
Hang on. Fatzos try to cut off a thin girl's fingers. Old dildos. Anyway.
Fucking hour and a half long shows, too.
Yeah, buddy. Jesus. Yeah, we were fucking cranking them out. Well, those shows were long. I mean,
fucking boring you indefinitely in those days.
Season five had 3 episodes, and they were all 2 hours plus. That was before I learned how to make good decisions.
Ah.
There's Jeff Todd. I'd like to thank whoever the cocksucker is out doing yard work while we're trying to record a goddamn podcast. Yeah. God, fucking this goddamn noise. And some fucking asshole was doing this at 10 o'clock last night, too. Taking care of that
fucking
lawn.
Annoying.
They came out here, and obviously there's streetlights here. And they replaced the bulbs with things so bright that I don't need to keep my house light on anymore. Wow. They're very bright. They must have assumed more minorities were moving in, because I don't know why you need that much fucking light anywhere in the goddamn civilized world. They are bright, man. Yeah. Some asshole was cutting his grass at fucking 10 p.m. a few months ago.
Jesus Christ.
Because the streetlights were so bright he could see his lawn. He was out cutting it. That was a bold choice, Cotton. Man. I hope you guys at home can hear that, this fucking cocksucker. And see who it is. Motherless fucking whore. And there's a nursing home in Taiwan that hired a stripper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Australian man killed by kangaroo.
Perth.
A man who may have been keeping a wild kangaroo as a pet was killed by the animal in Southwest Australia. The year of the animal continues on TGO Radio. Police said Tuesday it was reportedly the first fatal attack by kangaroo in Australia since 1936.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
it's back when we kept them as pets.
Back when they used to box fucking kangaroos, you know?
77 years old.
77-year-old man with serious injuries.
Good.
Yeah. He's an asshole. If it only happens once a century, he's still an asshole. Even if the odds are against it.
They shot it dead because it was blocking the paramedics.
It wouldn't let the paramedics get to the guy.
Yeah, well.
So they fucking shot it to death. So they can get, like, and the guy died anyways. Beaten to death by a fucking kangaroo. The man died at the scene. Police are preparing a report for a coroner. Well, yeah, I think he was beaten to death by a fucking kangaroo. That's got to be embarrassing for your family, right?
Oh, no shit, man. Especially when you're Australian.
Oh, forget it.
I mean, you know, if you're a tourist down there and you get beat up by a kangaroo, they're going to laugh. If you're a fucking Aussie, man, you get beat up by a fucking kangaroo. You fucking shove a didgeridoo up its ass. Show it who the fuck is boss. You crack open a Foster's, which is Australian for beer, by the way.
It's what now?
It is Australian for beer.
Oh.
Yes.
Old ads must have been true, then, what they said.
Mm-hmm. Look at those fuckers staring at you.
Man, they just look like they're fucking trouble.
Don't, what is that? Don't, God damn it. What's that line from The Simpsons? Don't be fooled, Timmy. That kangaroo kill you. You're with the fucking movie with Troy McClure, the meat movie.
Yeah.
When that cow, he says, don't be fooled, Timmy. What do you call that? Is that just a group of kangaroos? Is that a murder of kangaroos? What do you call that? Is it a...
I mean, the feet on those fucking things, though. Holy smokes! Oh, I hope we get all this background noise of these fucking cocksucker doing his goddamn lawn maintenance.
A group of kangaroos.
Ruse. Rue Nation. A mob.
A mob. Well, all right.
Oh! We don't talk about the mob, frankly.
No.
No, we don't talk
about
it.
No, we don't talk about the fucking mob. We don't need those fuckers breathing down our neck.
There are legal restrictions on keeping Australian native fauna as pets. But the police media often said, the police media office.
What was that?
What?
You stumbling hump?
I don't know what you mean.
Hello? How about that ride in?
But the police media office said Tuesday they had no information to make public regarding whether the victim had a permit.
What about the kangaroo? Did it have a permit to hunt?
Oh, that's a good question. Think you keep what you kill or something like that?
I would think so.
Well, they shot it to death, so apparently not. Tanya Irwin. Is that any relation to...
I don't know.
We've talked about this, but that dumb motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Who? The croc hunter?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Sooner or later.
It serves you right, yeah.
It's going to happen.
Exactly.
You dumbass.
Yep.
What were the gay magicians in fucking Vegas and the one got almost mauled to death by a white tiger?
Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy.
Right.
What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Exactly. Don't care. Good.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God, old Dick Reed and Ride got hurt. Who fucking cares? Good. I bet that was... I'd love to have had a ticket for that fucking show. Because that would have been your fucking money's worth.
You'd still be telling that story damn on the straight. Air if you had a ticket to that show. Yeah. They're wild fucking animals.
You're sitting in a room, people, I've seen Siegfried and Roy. Yeah? Were you there when that one fucker got mauled? I was. Fuck you. Game, set, match, bitch.
He died, right, a few years
ago? I hope so. I don't know.
He died a few years ago, I thought.
That was from AIDS. He got tiger AIDS.
Well, I think we said on the show something about a white blood cell problem or something like that. I think is what we said about it. What are you talking about? I mean, just so you guys at home know, when we talk about white blood cell, we're talking about AIDS stuff. That's code. Our not so clever fucking subterfuge. Yeah, really?
Magic Johnson still got AIDS?
He never had AIDS.
Well, the HIV, whatever got, the fuck
yeah,
he had.
He only got the HIV.
No.
The fattest HIV patient in human civilization. I was in New York City to see a girl, and we walked to Harlem to a Magic Johnson movie theater.
Sounds like a fucking porno fucking joint.
Well, I will tell you this. If you have not seen a movie in a theater packed with black people,
yeah,
it is an experience that I cannot recommend highly enough. It was a fucking blast.
Yeah, was it fun?
Oh, they're yelling at the screen. They're screaming. They're laughing.
I always thought that was a joke.
No.
That's
it's
true?
Fucking real, man. It was the best. Oh, I had a great time. But the girl who sat, not the girl I was with, she was on my right. But the girl who sat to my left, let's just say it smelled like she had been smuggling some pussy flavored potato chips.
Yeah?
Woof. Wowee.
I'm sorry, man, but you can't bring snacks into the theater. I ain't got nothing on me.
No. She had she had something on her. Woof. It's a fish smell. It was gnarly. It was so bad that I told you my date was on my right, yeah. So I was, by the end of the movie, I was kind of leaning into her to keep my nose away from this fucking slob on my left.
They called her Worf.
Oh, it was gross. There was nothing worse than the smell of dirty pussy. Ugh. Let me tell you this. Yeah, it was bad. She fucking stunk. I can't imagine if and she took those pants off that night, and how do you not know you fucking stink? How do you not know your pussy is a fucking chemical disaster right now? How do you not know that?
Right.
If I can smell it, what's keeping you?
Gross.
It was fucking gross. The grossest.
Yeah?
Yes. I'll never forget it.
Obviously not.
That movie was horrible.
What movie did you see?
It was I'm not going to we'll have to research it, but it was the Angelina Jolie movie where they were able to curve bullets. Okay? That was the whole conceit of the movie.
Really?
It fucking stunk. I want to say it was called Wanted or something like that. It was brutal. It's curving bullets was the entire conceit of this movie. Yeah, we got it right there.
That was the whole fucking...
Dude, that was the gimmick. Wanted, I was right. That was the whole gimmick. They have to learn how to curve a bullet. So what you do, Jeff, as you shoot someone, you swing your arm around, okay?
Yeah.
And you will learn to do this.
Oh, I remember this.
With such manual dexterity that you will curve a bullet. It'll like a curveball.
I remember this.
It fucking stinks.
I never saw it, but...
Let your instincts guide you.
Jesus. I can't believe somebody made a whole movie off that premise.
I fucking hated it. This movie fucking stinks.
It looks terrible.
It's Jeff, it's the shits.
What the fuck?
This is a video on YouTube where they show every curved bullet shot in the movie.
So you watch this, there's no reason to go see the show and waste your fucking money. Great soundtrack, man.
Fucking the worst.
What the fuck?
He's trying to curve it around the dead pig. Can't do it. They're all very disappointed.
This is the weirdest trailer I've ever seen.
It's not a trailer. It's every curved bullet scene in the movie.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
And I fucking wish he'd have put one right in her brain in real life. But she was something back then, though.
She was.
I gotta tell you.
Is that in the Billy Bob Thornton days?
I don't know. But I gotta tell you something. There is a scene late in the movie where Morgan Freeman calls someone a motherfucker. And that is a scene you want to watch in a theater full of black people, because that place came unglued. Laughing, screaming, it was the best. Jeff, I'm telling you, it was a fucking hell of a time. It was great.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the fucking
I'm done with
worst.
This. What a
the
fucking
worst.
Terrible movie. Jesus.
She was indifferent to it, and I couldn't stand it. And we fought about it on the way back to her apartment. That girl and I should have never seen each other face to face. If we had only texted and emailed, we could have had one of the great love affairs in human history, but we insisted on seeing each other every now and then, and all we would do was argue and fuck.
Jesus.
What that noise?
Fucking noise.
Yeah. I think we ought to just sit here and let it fucking play out and have it be the whole fucking show.
To end the show?
Yeah. in a dildo that got a vibrator that sounds like this. I heard a story yesterday about a guy who had a ring around his cock and he couldn't get it off. So they had to go to the emergency room and they had to cut it off with the fucking power tools. Fucking dumbass. I'm not trying to tell people not to be adventurous, but listen.
Be fucking intelligent about it.
What's wrong with just fucking?
Was this like a titanium cock ring or something? I've been hearing about those lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
At the meetings? Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. Start going to these meetings. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't think I got that far in the story.
Hmm.
I was just like, this really, this fucking goofball can't just jerk off. Have you tried jerking off? Jerking off's pretty fucking good. Hey, old man, you don't need a fucking...
Let me guess, he got to the emergency room and was like, oh, I don't know what happened, I just slipped and this cock ring fell on me.
Actually, this guy had the presence of mind to say it was something he was experimenting with friends.
There you go. Yes. Little honesty.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I really have no idea how this fucking soda can got jammed onto my fucking cock.
You don't need a fleshlight, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure it feels fine, but, you know, to serve what purpose?
So does your hand.
Yeah, I just...
Get a little fucking banana, warm that shit up in a microwave. You get done, smells like you've been baking banana bread. It's awesome. People come over. You've been making bread? No.
No.
Fucking cranking one out.
No. I've been fucking a warm banana peel. Dad. It's got to be like, you know how they always say, like, every generation thinks they invented sex.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But this has got to be the golden age of jerking off, right? Because they got fucking toys and fleshlights and fucking lubes. And this has got to be the golden age, right?
Sure. I don't know.
It's got to be.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, a lot of nifty little gadgets out there.
Man. If you're a chick, there is no reason not to come in this fucking country. There's everything. Everything is fucking geared toward your fucking snatch.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Wow, they can weigh 119 pounds, Western gray kangaroos. And they stand 4'3" tall.
Damn.
All right, so they're like a fat child. You let a fat child beat you to death? No, be a man. Stand up for yourself.
Yes, 77-year-old man.
Really, you fucking fossil idiot. Beat it.
It's time to feed the kangaroos. Deep, 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 deep. Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. The year of the animal. That's.
What do you feed a kangaroo? What's a kangaroo eat?
Flesh.
I don't know. Are they?
I think omnivores. I think so. The males can be aggressive and fight people with the same techniques as they will with each other. They use their short upper limbs to grapple with their opponent. Use their muscular tails to take their body weight, then lash out with both their powerful clawed hind legs.
Jesus Christ.
All right, I can see why a 77-year-old...
Lost that battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're living in Perth, Australia, I mean, how honest do you want to be? You've already lost a battle, am I right?
Down goes Oldster.
Old bitch. Her rescue center always rehabilitates native animals with the aim of returning them to the wild. Oh. Yeah. Quote, "We don't know what the situation was, if he was in pain or why he was being kept in captivity, and unfortunately, they're not a cute animal, they're a wild animal."
Yeah. No shit.
Yes. Well, no shit. Thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Western gay kangaroos.
Yes. They're common in the Southwest. They can weigh, yeah. In 1936, William Cruikshank, 38, died in a hospital in Hilston in South Wales. Months after he'd been attacked by a kangaroo, this guy lingered and suffered. Cruikshank suffered extensive head injuries, Jesus Christ, including a broken as he attempted to rescue his two dogs.
You know what, though? I bet you these are just the two fatalities the kangaroos want you to hear about.
So you're saying there's a kangaroo conspiracy?
There could be.
It happens just often enough when humans start getting too complacent.
Could be. Put us in our place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you might be onto something.
Yeah.
There. I don't know what it is, but you might be onto it.
Nope. Those conniving motherfuckers.
They really are fucking conniving. They look are. At them. They're planning something. You know look what, at that though? Picture.
Look at that fucking tail.
Yeah. No.
That fucker would knock you for a loop.
And look at those fucking feet. Those fucking...
Those clown feet?
Jesus. Those fucking pterodactyl feet.
God.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, this is some fucking muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could get fucked up.
Ain't no fucking happy, happy, joy, joy bouncing around shit.
No.
It'll fuck you up.
Yeah. 77.
That fucking kangaroo in the Bugs Bunny cartoons, remember? One that used to beat up, was it Sylvester? It might have been in a couple of different shorts, but there was a baby kangaroo that fucking, you know, whatever, dropped off a fucking freight car or something on the way to the zoo and would wreak havoc for about 7-8 minutes in the cartoon.
I love those old fucking cartoons,
fuck
man.
Yeah, man.
God damn it.
Those are the best. I was watching the one the other day with Daffy Duck and Porky Pig where it takes place in Old Town London and he's like Sherlock Holmes. Daffy Duck is trying to find the Shropshire Slasher. God damn. Yeah. Fucking funny.
The Shropshire Slasher. Fuck. Somewhere around here, I have a file of all the
old... I got a bunch of them on.
Of all the old Foghorn Leghorn cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
We should sit and watch a couple of those on the show one day.
Shit.
Those are fucking funny, man.
I like the Foghorn Leghorn one with the weasel.
I didn't like Pepe Le Pew. I never much cared for those.
As a kid, they're okay.
As a kid, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, those are the ones you went, okay, I guess I gotta go to the bathroom now.
Well, I didn't understand what horny was, I guess. I wish I didn't fucking understand it now. I think the thing about it is to, I'm not saying this is an official theory or anything, but I'm starting to dawn on me. If you jerk off all the time, well, not all the time, but if you jerk off a lot, you don't have to worry about being horny at all, because it's taken care of.
Right.
Yeah, that might be the way.
Yeah.
It's just a theory. I'm not married to it. It's just out there.
Jesus Christ! You start thinking like that, next thing you know, I'm going to be doing news stories about you, where you're fucking sitting in your car by a dumpster, fucking spanking your fucking rod.
That would require getting off the couch, and
that's
you and I
true.
Both know that that's not fucking happening. Dude, it's cold weather coming. Have a great big blanket on a couch with me. Oh, it's going to be the best. Oh, stupid football will be on. Oh. Well, anyway, listen, welcome. You all right over there?
Yeah. All right.
Let's take a break for nature and come back and have a good time. And for some fucking reason, we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.